You have a freestyle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I found on the web. According to diatribe.org, Freestyle Libre is approved for dosing insulin except in 3 cases when a finger stick is recommended. When hypoglycemia.
That's good to know.
Alexa,
I guess.
You can stop now.
Thanks for your insight.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where it is getting increasingly more difficult to come up with where statements.
I am Karen from District 12.
And I am Mandy of Nowhere House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome back.
Yay, getting close to the end of season one.
Yes, we are. And we are sad and glad about it.
I think we both deserve a vacation.
Yes. Yes, I love you. I love talking to you, but I would love to have some random Thursday nights where I'm just in my bed and I don't feel guilty about, well, we'll have to record on Friday or we'll have to record on Sunday.
Right. Oh my gosh. It'll be nice to have a couple weeks off.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
In our timeline, it is September 15th, but in your timeline, it is September 23rd, nearing the end of September.
This stresses me out.
That's insane.
This stresses me out so
September
much.
Just started.
Yes,
what
it
the hell?
Did.
Yeah, I'm unwell. How is it the end of the year?
I don't know. Like, it's been cool here. It's been in, like, the 60s at night here, and it's, like, you wake up, like, the twins and I have been freezing. Even in the house, we're cold now, and it's, like, I want my summer back.
After that heat wave that we just had, I'll be happy without heat for a little bit. Like,
no,
it was,
I would never.
It was bad. It was like, it was the worst. I hated it. And one night our air conditioning went out. Good Lord, I thought I was gonna die. It was not made for heat.
I just want to invite you over the next time the air goes out here, because we have the heat and the humidity.
No, thank you.
Yeah. We're in what's called Fool's Fall here, where it's in between like the 60s and 70s all day, every day. And everybody's like, oh, it's fall. I'm going to get a sweater. Go put on, you know, go get a pumpkin spice latte. Next week, it'll be in the 90s. Like, you guys are getting really excited. You know this. It's going to come back. My heat is coming back. It likes to latch on and stay, which I'm fine with. Most people are not.
Mm-mm.
But
I
love
made
it.
For the heat. I was made for cold. I was made for snow. In winter.
Oh God, no. That sounds like, so listen, I've always said hell is not hot, hell is ice. And I think they say that in Twilight too. But anyways, Josh is like, it's because you like the heat because it reminds you where you came from.
Okay.
Well... Which, okay, fair. Fair.
All right. Now that we have established that. This week in fangirling, what'd you do?
I finished These Violent Delights.
Yay!
I know.
How do you feel?
I liked it. Could I tell you anything about the plot since it's been almost a week? No. I do not remember how it ended. I should have taken better notes. Like, I should have, like, actually written down. I remember being like, oh, but...
The ending.
Yeah. I remember, I don't want to say it now.
Yeah.
But I remember I remember something specific where I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a big revelation about someone's intentions and why they were acting the way they were acting, which I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. I need to get, Our Violent Ends.
Sounds
Our
great.
Violent Ends?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have been blessing through more arcs.
Yeah.
So.
I need to get back on that train. I have a few that I still have to finish.
Yeah. But I took a little break and I didn't.
Yeah, I have, like, I think 4, but they're, like, in November is the pub date, so... I mean, not November, October. So I'm like, ooh, but now it's, like, the end of September. Good Lord.
I know. I've got, like, 10. Thankfully, a lot of them are January.
Oh.
I think I have some November and January.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow all of mine are, like, really close together.
Oh, I've got 2 right now that are due, like, that are out, like, next week, so... Those are fun.
Yay.
Obviously, I did stop everything I was doing to read Star-Crossed Cal's Story because, I mean, at this point, is there a series that I'm going to care about more? Probably not. No.
And it's Cal. It's Cal.
It's Cal. Sweet it's baby Cal. Angel.
My sweet Cal.
Perfect boy.
Sweet.
Perfect sweet boy. I loved Cal. It. It was funny because, God, I was reading it, like I finished it and I'm cooking dinner and I'm kind of like, the twins haven't read any of the books, but they know enough of the plot just from me talking. They know the Fire and Starlight Saga. They know Amber's name. They know the Night Star Spell and Alec and all. They know I hate Bram. So I was talking about Cal's story and one of the twins like snatched up my Kindle and flipped it open. She's about halfway through Cal's story. She didn't surface for like an hour.
No, I read that all so fast. Like,
yeah.
Spent the whole time with the stupid goofy grin on my face because it just made me so happy.
I know. The cheesy grin. So good. I love it.
I love it. It makes me so happy. And it also made me like want to kill myself because, oh my God, the emotional damage.
I know. Especially that last little section. Straight through my heart with a dagger.
I know. I want to say more, but I can't.
Nope, don't do that.
But I know that the very end.
Speaking of cheesy grin books, though, I also read, it was an ARC, but it's out now. Mm-hmm. So I read The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches by Sangu Mandana. I'm sorry if I butchered that name. Mm-hmm. I'm very sorry. It was very cute. So spoiler free review, there is, it's about a woman who's a witch and she like witches meet like once a month, just to kind of check in on everybody, make sure everybody's doing good. But for the most part, we don't have relationships with each other, like whatever. Okay. And, female witches who have children tend to die in an untimely manner. Like as soon as you have children, you can't be with your children. You can't keep your children. You go away and your children are orphaned. And that feels like a spoiler. It's not. It happened. Like, it talks about it very early on. Most witches are raised by people who are not their mother. And it's awful. It's so sad. But this girl is a witch and she does like YouTube videos of like witchy tutorials where she's kind of like, people think I'm like a street magician, you know, like, and she's like, I'm going to hide in plain sight, basically. And she ends up getting hired as a live-in nanny for three little girls who are witches.
Oh.
And you kind of later in the book figure out why she was selected for that role, but like it's known that she's a witch. It's known that the little girls are witches, and it gave me like, I don't really know. It kind of put me in like a Secret Garden, Pride and Prejudice kind of mindset because it takes place in England. And so it's this big, beautiful house with like she lives in like the attic room that's got a balcony overlooking the sea. But it was like cozy. Yeah. But it was like cozy, witchy vibes. And the people raising these kids are kind of found family.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are actually like biologically related to the girls. And it's just such a cute, sweet, magical little story. I was really, really excited when I finished it. So good. And then I decided to tank my mental health for a little bit. I came from this high and then I decided that I would get the audiobook of I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy.
Oh yeah, that's next on my list.
There are points, and I'm not going to spoil anything. I mean, I'm sure you've heard some about how it's not great. Her childhood was not great.
Right.
There are points, she's reading the audiobook, where she starts crying while she's reading it. It is hard. She's hilarious. There are times where you'll be like cackling, but then like, oh.
Yeah.
You understand the name of the book by the time it's over.
Yeah.
It's rough. So that was interesting. And then I have two books that I'm in the middle of. I have like a physical book and a audiobook. Mm-hmm. Both are ARCs. Both come out, I believe both come out on the 20th. Let me, actually, I've been putting things on my calendar. I'm trying to be way more organized these days.
I have a spreadsheet for my ARCs because
I did.
I get confused easily.
You know what I haven't done yet? I haven't added my new calendar to my phone. So that's fun. I believe they're the 20th or the 22nd. They're sometime next week. Anyways.
Well, books usually come out on Tuesdays. So I would say the 20th if it's next week.
I was thinking 20th. So, yeah, but I was like, is it Tuesdays or Thursdays? Well, so I don't know.
Foul Lady Fortune comes out on the 27th, which is a Tuesday, so I'm going to say it's the 20th.
Okay, 20th.
Mathematically speaking, I'm going with the 20th.
I'm never going to mathematically speak, so the 20th. I'm gonna trust Karen on that one. If it's math, I trust Karen. I trust you with everything, but math especially. So the first one, the physical book that I'm reading, is The Luminaries by Susan Dennard.
That's been on my list too. I'm jealous.
It's so good. It's so good. So again, spoiler free, it kind of gives me, and I don't know, I haven't looked up like character aesthetics or anything, if there even would be. I am getting the vibe of like indigenous people. Because you have like, so it's set in a world that is ours, but there's more. There are towns across the world where there are ancient spirits that sleep every night, and when they sleep in certain areas of these towns, they release like nightmares, like monsters. There are things like banshees and stuff like that, and so you have hunters that go out and kill them, and then people who go collect the bodies of these monsters, and you have clans for there's a clan for each day of the week. It's similar to Hogwarts houses. Mm-hmm. One is the clan that compiles all the knowledge, one is the clan that's the best hunters, one is the clan that trains everybody on how to fight. And so I picture the clans being like indigenous people, and a lot of the ways that she describes some characters, it sounds like she's describing indigenous people. This is just who I'm picturing. So there's one in America, and that is a spirit in America, and that is in her town. And the main character, the book starts with, she and her family have been exiled from all of the clans. And so is there a way for them to get back in? It's no fault of hers. She and her mom and her brother are kind of like a casualty to someone else's poor decision making. And yeah, I think, and I hope I'm wrong. I probably am. But at this point, I think that the plot is going to be very obvious. They haven't said it yet, but the amount of clues and the type of clues that keep getting dropped, it's like, this is so obvious that it can't be this, right? Like, it cannot be this. I hope that it's not what I think it is, because I feel like it would be a little hokey, but it's also really good. I will probably finish it, if not tonight, tomorrow.
I hope it's one of those things that surprises you, where it's like, it feels like that's how I felt when I was reading one of my other arcs, where I was like, all the clues are pointing to this. It's so obvious. Yeah. And then it was something completely different. And I was just
Hope that that's
I
what
hope
it
it's
is
like because... that. I love when that happens.
Yeah. It's just focusing on this one thing so much, and then everybody else is talking about this other thing, and it's like, they have to, like, are they together? Is it a together thing? And it's not like a couple or anything but it's like, do these things have to be together? Yeah. These things, I hope they're not, because that would feel like an easy way to go. Mm-hmm. But I
can't wait to
so
hear
far
more
it's
about
really
it.
Good. Yeah, I'll have more next week, because I'm sure I'll be done by the weekend.
Yeah.
And then my other book I started today, it's an audiobook, just because like when I'm working I can't obviously be reading an arc. It's called The Last Dreamwalker by Rita Woods. I'm not very far into it, but right now there are two main characters, Layla, and I cannot remember the other character's name because she's only had one chapter so far. Layla is set like in our time, and then the other character, I don't know why I keep thinking Nima. I'll correct that next week if I need to. She is, both are Black women. Nima is in, like, they keep talking about President Lincoln, so I'm assuming right at the end of the Civil War.
Okay.
Because they're talking about like emancipation and all of that, and it's about women. It may not just be women right now, it's just been women that I've experienced in the book, who can walk in others' dreams. Mm-hmm. And for right now, it doesn't, like, it's not, I'm not trying to say it's relatable, as in I know everything about this is my life. But growing up in the South, you hear and learn a lot about Gullah culture, Gullah Geechee stories, and it seems like this is what is going to be the root of this book, is Gullah Geechee legends and lore. Like, they've already talked about the Boo Hag, which I grew up with a healthy fear of the Boo Hag. So yeah, it's really good so far, and it's like, it's almost like they're dreamwalking in each other's lives, even, you know, 150, 200 years apart.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. My only complaint so far, and this is a petty one, but is that most of the audiobook, they have like the sound of waves playing underneath it, because a lot of it takes place on coastal islands in the low country.
Okay.
So they're trying to put you in the sense of you are on one of these barrier islands off the coast. And the problem with that is I'm listening at 1.5 speed. So all it sounds like to me is like somebody's taken paper and like scrunching it up against the microphone. That's not their fault. I know that they did it for like an artistic, you know, blah, blah, but not everyone listens at one next speed. So
Normal speed.
that's something that I'll put in my review since it's obviously it's an ARC and that's what ARC reader feedback is for. But yeah, it's the story has been great so far. And then I have one note for She-Hulk last week. We get Milo Ventimiglia in the MCU. Canon. I saw his face. I saw his face. He is in the MCU. My note is, did anything else happen but Milo Ventimiglia's face after the end credits? Like, was there anything else in the episode? I don't remember. Was there an episode? I just saw Milo.
So it's so with this episode, because of what it's Sopranos and This Is Us being on the TV, obviously that means those are canon. They're actual shows that happen in the MCU in that world. And we've already established Hot Tub Time Machine is canon to the MCU, which gives us fun little what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a oh, what's the word? I can't think of the word. It's
Easter,
a
not Easter
conundrum.
egg.
It's like a
Conundrum.
conundrum because
Yeah.
you've got Sebastian Stan, who was an actor in Hot Tub Time Machine, which is canon to the MCU, but
Yeah.
also Sebastian Stan is the
This
Winter
is
Soldier,
Bucky.
is Bucky, who is a character in the MCU. So then I feel like I remember somebody saying something like there were other, because of these, there were other ones that came about, and I can't remember anything.
No, I
I
can't
can't remember
either.
anything. But yes, The Sopranos and This Is Us is officially canon to the MCU.
Milo's face is in the MCU. I was like, yes. Both of my backup plans for if anything ever happens to my husband are now MCU men. I mean, his face was there.
That
He was
technically,
there.
yes. Technically,
It
yes.
counts. It
You are
counts.
correct.
And even if it's in nowhere but my heart, it counts. He is an MCU man.
Oh my gosh. This episode made me so frustrated for Jen.
I know. I wanted to
Her.
punch every single one of those quote unquote dates.
Every single one. Every single one.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, like, I was so excited for her when she had the good date, and
I was
then.
nervous. I was like,
I was like, I was excited for her, and also and then I was like, girl, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Men are
Yeah.
trash. I got put in Facebook jail for saying men are trash on Facebook. But it's so
I
it's I'm
can't.
just it's facts. It's facts.
I can't remember what exactly I said, but it was years ago and it was sarcasm, obviously. It was like an article where somebody had said something stupid. And I want to say I said something like, all right, well, friends, throw away your little boys, I guess. Throw away your
Oh, I
male
remember
children.
that.
Something like that. Something that it was so clearly not
Yes.
serious.
I remember
And
that.
I
I
even
remember
like
that.
clarified in the same comment, like, obviously I'm not. And they still like. We flagged the comment and made this whole thing about it. Like, what, guys? Come on.
I remember that. I just freaking Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, my God.
So She-Hulk episode 4. It was a fun one. It was a fun one, even though it was frustrating at times. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. I love Madison and Wongers, like
It's not where you think. Girl, the Y was exactly where I thought.
I'm sitting there I watch everything with subtitles, and so her name shows up before she explains it. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And then she's like, that's exactly where I thought it would be,
Yeah.
girl.
So did they say that she and Wong are married?
Who
Did you
said
catch
that?
that? She said
When?
something about after the wedding.
After the wedding.
I thought that's what I heard her say. Hold on. Let's Jupiter music this piece.
Are you going to play the episode back?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I was
No,
like,
I'm
we don't have time
Googling.
for the whole episode.
Yeah, let's just watch it.
Let's just watch. That's the rest of this podcast, is just
I
watching.
mean, we'll get to Milo, so. Which wedding is Wong talking about in She-Hulk?
Oh, it's what's her name? Christine's wedding. After Christine's wedding. That's the only wedding that
Yeah.
we've seen. Yeah.
Hold on.
I need
Well,
more
he
context.
said their guess is that he's talking about the wedding of Tony and Pepper. He
What?
said something about he will never drink vodka and yak milk ever again. And she said, is there still some left? And he said, actually, we still have some left from the wedding. Yeah. And this news fetcher website thinks that he's talking about Tony and Pepper. I don't know.
That would be
But then the way it sounds is like, I think we have some left from the wedding. I would say that to Josh about...
No, but I feel like... But he's talking about yak's milk. I feel like he's talking about like we as in the commertage we, not as in we, me and you.
They haven't apparently... Wait, hold on. The MCU has not had the time to properly explore Wong's love life, but Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was meant to hint at it at one point by introducing Sarah Wolf. The sorcerer died trying to destroy the Darkhold and save Wong, and it now seems possible that they were secretly married.
Okay.
And would make her death seem more tragic because she died saving her husband and Wong watched her die in front of him. I mean, don't know.
I remember feeling some kind of way about her and Wong during that movie. Like, yeah. There was clearly something there. So, who knows?
I would love for him to be married to her, like, to Madison. I feel like that would be, like, the funniest thing
that
they could do.
So funny.
It looks like the consensus is nobody freaking knows. Some people are like, did Madison get married to Wong? Or it could be Doctor Strange. Or I mean, it could be, you know, the Multiverse of Madness stuff.
Yeah. I don't think there's... Yeah, that's interesting. I think my first reaction to it was after Christine's wedding, because we had seen Christine's wedding.
Yeah.
We'd seen Christine's wedding. But who knows? Who knows? I did see something on TikTok that somebody has a theory, and I have like a love-hate relationship with it.
Uh-oh.
So the theory is, don't get attached to Madison because she's giving Agatha vibes. Like, she might she's getting close to the Sorcerer Supreme. Like,
that would be so cheap to do it immediately over again, though.
Yeah.
Like, and especially, we just went through
especially in, like, it's not his show, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be about Jen, not Wong. So I feel like she's like a, not like a throwaway character, but she's just like comedic relief.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's an ulterior motive, but I saw that TikTok and I was like, that hurts me. That kind of hurts me.
I don't like
me.
That.
I don't, it makes don't me like feel it. Icky. I don't like it. So yeah, overall, I love the show.
I do too.
It's so funny. It's so good. I love it.
Yeah. What else did you do this week? You do this week other than She-Hulk?
Well, the question stands. What else did you do this
that
week?
Makes well I was thinking, like, did I ask you what you did this week? But we both watched She-Hulk, so it still makes sense.
Well, speaking of She-Hulk, I have been listening to the audiobooks of the Hunger Games trilogy. Which the 10-year anniversary edition was re-recorded with Tatiana Maslany as the narrator. And she is so good. I love her narration. I want her to do more audiobooks. It's so good. The voices she does, they're not like super distinct, but they're enough where you can tell when it's a different character.
Yeah.
Like, she's very clearly has a different voice for each character. And I love that. Girl can sing. There are parts where, like, Katniss sings songs, and so she's obviously narrating, so she's doing the same. I love it. If anybody out there is like me and has not read The Hunger Games yet...
I started to say, like, do I need to say a spoiler warning before, like, I say the line I've been waiting for you to get to, but, like, I don't think that spoiler warnings are needed for The Hunger Games anymore.
No, just don't spoil me. Like,
I just spent the
whole... You can say whatever you want, just don't spoil me.
The whole week waiting for you to get to If It Wasn't for the Baby. Like, what? I remember I was at work.
Oh my God.
I like that just came flopped out over in my chair. Like,
the what? Way I stopped working. I was at work listening to it and I was just like, what?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. What?
I will say, though, I finished The Hunger Game, I finished Catching Fire, I'm currently listening to Mockingjay. I have about like 5 hours left because I had to stop listening to it because I needed to finish editing the podcast. I will say, I was not happy with the fact that they faked a miscarriage.
Yeah.
As somebody who has had a miscarriage, that was kind of gross. I understand that they needed to, like, for the story, but...
Yeah, I guess I'm not going to defend that, obviously, but keep in mind it was written at a different time where we were less understanding of other people's pain. Right. This was written in the same time, like, The Office was airing, and The Office could never be a show now because it would be way too traumatizing.
But yeah, that was...
Yeah, that is gross. I forgot that, or I would have warned you.
I meant to text you about that. Also, And again, this is because of the time in which it was written. If it was written now, it would be different. But it definitely could have used a trigger warning for miscarriage or faked miscarriage, as well as, like, sexual abuse. When Finnick was talking about that, I was like, ouch. I did not expect that, and that makes me really uncomfy. Like, it would have been nice to go into that knowing. And as somebody who has not been a victim of sexual abuse, like, I felt that way. So still... it's like, I feel like it's a little... And again, that's a product of the time that it was written in, when we less... sensitive to
triggers. We were not a culture of trigger warnings yet. Nobody really thought about that. Unless you were talking to your friend, hey, you know, I don't like to read about this. Is this in this?
Exactly.
Other than that, we didn't back in those days.
Which is good. It's a sign that we have progressed as a people to, you know, think more about other people. And it's hard to say that considering the time we are in right now where people aren't thinking of other people, but like at least in that aspect, we have grown a bit, so that's nice.
And you don't look at it as Suzanne Collins is a bad author or problematic.
Right.
Because of when it was written, where if it was written today, we might be like...
Yeah. If I was reading this as something that was, like, contemporary, I mean, not that 2008 is not...
Right.
I mean, but that's
still been a long time.
That's a long time. Yeah. So
the world can change quickly. Yeah. With stuff like that.
Yeah. So like, I don't think that she's problematic. I think it was just a product of the time. But those were the standout things for me when I was listening to it. I was like, was not expecting that. I'm a pause a second.
Okay. I want to give you a trigger warning about something that's coming.
Okay.
You're listening to The Hunger Games, and it's about a group of children going in to fight to the death, right?
Are we about to talk about Prim? Because I know about Prim.
Yeah, okay.
I know about Prim. I've seen a meme where, this was years ago before I started reading it, like this week, but I had seen a meme like years ago, and I've never seen the movies either, so I don't know, but I had seen a meme where it was like, she did all of this to keep you safe, Prim.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
So I've gone into it.
I wasn't even gonna say that. I was just gonna say child death, but...
I've gone into it knowing that she's
okay.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I was sitting here like, trigger warnings, because that one was awful.
And I'm glad I know about it, because that would have broken me.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they're going into lockdown in District 13.
Yeah.
And Prim and Gale are inside the bunker. And I was like, oh no, this is it. This is the moment. And it wasn't. So I was like, oh God, it's still coming. I'm not okay. I was like, thank God. But then I was like, oh God, it's still coming.
Oh, it's still gonna happen.
Oh God.
I need you to do me a favor, because I'm sure eventually you're gonna watch the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
I need you to remind me if the movies stand up with the books or if they're terrible, because I don't remember them being... I don't remember leaving a theater mad.
Okay.
But it could be that I just have forgotten, because you know sometimes book movies can be terrible.
Yeah.
I just need you to refresh my brain.
I will let you know.
Okay.
I was gonna say one more thing. Oh, so I very consciously, as I was reading this, because I had seen, well, because of what's going on right now with The Little Mermaid, I had seen a comparison to like Rue in the movie versus the book, and so I consciously was listening to this book paying attention to all of their characteristics that are described, because normally I can't picture people.
I picture who I want to picture.
Right. And so I very consciously was listening to the description emotions, and she is she's a black girl. Like, she's a black girl. She's described basically as a black girl.
Yeah.
And apparently people were upset that she was cast as a black girl was cast as Rue.
It's like Hermione in Cursed Child all over again. It never says Hermione is white in the books.
Right.
Not once.
It never once. But Rue is described as a black girl. So I just, that was a funny thing. I mean, not funny, haha, but you know what I mean? Like, I was like, people.
You got these people who are like, what if we cast the Black Panther as a white person? It's literally in the name, my guy.
Not only that, but his ethnicity is central to his character.
Yeah.
He is an African king. You can't a white person as an African king.
They do it with Jesus.
Jesus is not a white person, y'all.
Exactly. Every movie, he's cast as a white person.
I have been loving my For You page.
Yes, with all those
all the little girls being so happy, but also all the people who are responding to those similar comments. Like, what if we cast Moana as a white person? Listen,
they Ariel's a fish.
They gave all kinds of examples where POC characters were cast as white people.
Yeah.
And there was outrage.
Nobody's trying to recast Belle.
No.
She's a 17th century French girl. Of course she's a white girl.
Right.
Nobody's going to recast Moana. She's a Polynesian girl. Ariel's a fish.
Central to her character.
Yeah.
Ariel's ethnicity is not central to her character.
No, she's a fish.
She's a fucking fish.
Fish can't be a black person. Are you?
Anyways, so that is where I am reading wise. I finished The Cruel Prince.
Dude. I love Cardin so much.
The end of that book, I was like, okay, interesting plan. However, and then I was like, oh, you're gonna do what I thought you were gonna do.
I need to see something. I need to see something really quick.
I had a thought in my mind. I was like, this is what she's gonna do. I know this is what she's gonna do. And then she was talking to Cardin, and I was like, that's not what I thought you were gonna do. But then it was what she was gonna do. She was just lying to him. It was so good.
It
made me so happy.
Listen, there's a TikTok that I have favorited. Uh-huh. Talks about, I can't tell you. Oh, I love it though. I love it though. I love him so much. Like, he's probably top five book boyfriends. I love him so much.
As soon as I get through, I will finish the series. I just have other things that I have to do right now.
I'm just glad you got through some of it where you can see like why I love it so much.
The way that he's like, he was like so angry that he was so attracted to her.
I know. Oh my god.
The entire page
of the journal.
Yes. As soon as I saw that, I was like, girl, no, he likes you.
I told he's you not, like when he
he's
when
not mad
page it's Jude.
I was like, girl, you're dumb.
You better go love on that man.
You know what's really funny is like The Cruel Prince and The Hunger Games, both of the female main characters, I've been sitting here like, why are you so stupid?
I know. Like, girl, tag me in, coach.
Like,
tag me in.
I
could do so much better than this.
I cannot even.
Have y'all never read a single solitary book in your lives? Like, really?
Clearly
not. You know better than this.
All right. And the only other thing that I did this week was I watched the Emmys. And I think it's hilarious that the Emmys happened this week as I was reading Hunger Games. Because the Hunger Games that Katniss goes into is the 74th annual Hunger Games, correct? In the first book. Yes. Well, this year is the 74th annual Emmy Awards. And I saw that and I was like,
hey, what? Now.
That's hilarious. That is objectively hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could not have planned
that.
That's
wild.
That was crazy. So quick recaps. I'm going to go really fast because I wrote a lot of things down. Michael Keaton won for lead actor in a limited series for Dopesick, which I think he was well-deserved. In that category, I knew every single series that I had watched in that category, the lead actor that was nominated was an MCU man.
I mean, they're becoming more and more like before too long, Hollywood's not going to have a non-MCU person.
Right. There were six nominees, and of the six, I had watched four of them, and all four of those were men that were in the MCU, which I thought was really funny. Rosario Dawson's reaction to his winning was the most precious thing ever. She like stood up and was so excited and screaming, and it was so cute. And she was in the series too, so I totally get it. Hannah Einbinder was up to present with Jean Smart, and she was there. They had this bit where she was like not talking, and she'd whisper into Jean Smart's ear, like she was like, "What are you doing?" And apparently, what she said is, "I'm shy." And Jean Smart was like, "Well, why'd you agree to host?" And she's like, "Because I get a better view of Zendaya from the stage." One of the jokes that I wrote down: if you don't know what Squid Game is, it's a contest you enter when you're in massive debt and desperate for money. Join in the cast next season, Netflix. Oh my god. And then Kenan Thompson was the host, a black man, obviously. Another quote: Succession is the only show that has three brothers but has no brothers. It's like, sir. Abbott Elementary, which was nominated I think several times, I haven't seen it yet, I really want to watch the series, but they used all of their Emmy marketing money to buy supplies for teachers, which makes me so freaking happy. I love
yes.
it.
Yeah, and that's perfect.
Speaking of Abbott Elementary, Cheryl Lee Ralph won as Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy, and I was sobbing watching her reaction to winning and her speech. It was the most powerful thing I have seen in ages. It was phenomenal.
Is this the person who sang?
I don't remember.
Did somebody sing their acceptance speech, or am I thinking of something else?
I can't remember. That sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Okay.
But she was so stunned when she won. She literally couldn't, like, she did not move for a solid, like, minute because she was so surprised. And then she needed help to get up to the stage because she was so shocked. And people just kept standing up and cheering for her. She had a standing ovation for her speech. It was so powerful. It was so good. Like, oh, it made me so happy. Following that, did you know that Lizzo had a competition show? Because she did, and won an Emmy for it. This line I copied, or I wrote down, from her speech. She said, "When I was a little girl, all I wanted was to see someone on screen that was fat like me, black like me, and beautiful like me. If I could go back, I'd tell that little girl that you will, but bitch, it's gonna have to be you."
Yep.
And I was like, oh, Lizzo. I
love her.
I love her so much.
Live and die for Lizzo.
I love her so much. Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak got to present together, and they're adorable. Yeah. I freaking love them. They were so cute, and they were like presenting for, I think it was like writing on a limited series, and they were and that's the joke that they made, because they were like, how lazy are you? All you have to do is 8 episodes. We had 22 episodes. It was your entire identity. And it was very cute. They were very cute together.
Speculation is that he's her baby daddy, but
I just saw that this morning.
I would hope so. Like, that's been like a thing for like 20 years now.
I had only seen that speculation this morning.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But she's like, whatever for them.
They were on and off again for a long time, and so now it's like, are they just keeping it private?
Which is fine if that's the case.
You're
like,
allowed.
Do you?
I hope he's her baby daddy. They're too cute together, and those babies will be so cute.
They're so cute. I love them. But even if not, I love that their relationship in general.
Yeah.
Just like their friendship. There was a bar at the place where they were having the award show, and apparently Kumail Nanjiani was the honorary bartender. And the bit was that he was like, "I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know how to make drinks. Why am I here?" And then as they were like panning over, there was a guy who was like laid down on the bar or whatnot. And Kenan Thompson goes over to be like, "Hey, like, sir." And the guy sits up, and it's freaking Kel Micho. And I was like, and I think Kenan was like, what do you want to order? And he's like, "I'll take a good burger."
Orange soda.
It was so good. It made me so happy.
We went somewhere and made fools of ourselves recently because they had orange soda in the thing. And I was like, "Josh, who loves orange soda?" And he was like, "Orange soda." We did like a whole thing back. Is it true?
Oh my god, my childhood.
I know. They don't make shows like that anymore.
They don't. I like freaked out. As soon as I saw his face, I was like, "Oh my god!" It made me so happy. Christopher Maloney and Mariska Hargitay went up to present together, but before they went up to present, they had a fake chase scene where they were chasing down somebody who was stealing an Emmy, and it was hilarious. Like, they pan to them and they're like, "We can't even get one night off," and Maloney like takes off her shoes and they go chasing after. It was so funny. There was a bit where Will Arnett dragged Jimmy Kimmel on stage, and it was a the joke was like he had too many skinny margaritas because he was so upset that he lost his award yet again to a different host, which mm-hmm. was funny when they started it, but then he kept it up. Like, he stayed laying down on the stage after the winner was announced. And it was kind of like a historic moment for Quinta Brunson, who was the winner. So it was a little weird. I wasn't comfortable watching it.
Yeah.
Quinta Brunson apparently, like, she said that she didn't mind. Like, she wasn't bothered by it. So, I mean, whatever. Zendaya won yet again.
That's perfect.
Yet again. She won for.
Perfect.
So she also made history. She is the first Black woman to win two Emmy Awards for lead actress and girl.
And she's the youngest.
And she's the youngest.
Too.
She was the youngest actress, Black actress, to win, or maybe youngest actress, period, to win a lead actress Emmy. And she was so sweet. I was like,
and then
crying.
They asked her who she told first, and she was like, well, my mom was with me, so I text my boyfriend. Yes. And they don't normally talk about each other at all, but
it was very cute. It was very cute.
Sweet baby.
And then I feel like you'll appreciate this last note that I wrote down. So Succession won for best drama series. And the person who was like accepting or whatnot, so I don't know if it's I don't know anything about the show. I haven't watched it.
I've never even heard of it until you talked about it.
But the person who was accepting it, and I don't know who he was, like a producer or whatnot, but he was English, and he was talking about like the show, and at one point he was saying something about, like, I don't remember exactly what he was saying about, but it was about like the royal family. Mm-hmm. And at one point he said, I'm not saying we're more legitimate in our position than he is, but, and he was talking about yeah, and I was, and his like partner was like, okay, you can, let's not bring it to, and he just kept going. It was really funny.
I just think they need to just make Meghan the queen. Ugh. She can be queen of America. It's fine. Actually, that should be Julie Andrews for real.
Oh.
If it's going to be anybody, we need to crown Julie Andrews. Get rid of the presidency. We don't need a Supreme Court. We don't need a Congress. Just appoint Julie Andrews as queen of America and everything will be fine.
Oh my God.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
That's all. That's all I got. That was not very fast, but I tried. I did my best. I wrote a lot of
notes. You did great.
I was really excited about it. I love the Emmys. I love award shows. Anyways, yeah.
Do you want to talk about a fiction? About a fictional boyfriend?
I have so many people written down.
I only have one.
I have so many people written down. The first person the first person that I wrote down is Madison with two N's and a Y, but it's not where you think.
Where you think.
I love her. I'm obsessed with her.
Too.
I love her. It makes me so happy. And then I just PETA!
I know.
PETA!
Telling you.
I wrote down
that's
two
like
quotes.
One of the first things I put on like a Pinterest board back when Pinterest
PETA!
Became a thing was like a need, like a list. Of a board of things I needed, and it was a Team PETA shirt.
PETA! I quoted him twice because it just, my heart. And he said, I just want to spend every possible minute of the rest of my life with you. And he said, you are my whole life, and I can't. Why can these people not exist in real life?
The boy with the bread. The boy with the bread.
Oh, I'm at the part in Mockingjay right now where he's been hijacked. So I'm like dying right now. It makes me really sad.
When I read them, like, I don't think they were all out when I started reading them. And like, everybody was snipping over Gale. And it was like, like, even before you knew that PETA was like around, I was still like,
yeah.
And it's weird because normally I'm all about the best friend.
Best friend. Yeah.
But in the Hunger Games, I was like,
some kind of vibe.
I get a weird vibe off of Gale.
Yeah. And then I also wrote down Cinna.
Oh, Cinna.
I loved Cinna. I'm very
sweet
sad.
Baby Cinna.
Sweet Cinna.
That was really sad.
Winnie
Kravitz.
When she was in the tube getting ready to go into the Hunger Games again, when I tell you that I sobbed.
You're going to love the movies. The movies,
they do
a really good job of especially the costuming, bringing the clothes to life. Chef's kiss.
And then the last one that I wrote down is not a fictional character, but it's Brie Larson. And I don't know if you've seen it or if I maybe told you about it already, but after her panel at D23, an interviewer had asked her how long she's going to be Captain Marvel. Marvel, and she was like, I don't know. Does anybody want me to do it again? Because she deserves to say that, because she's gotten a lot of bullshit online. And you know what? I love her for being honest. And she's keeping it real. Keeping it real.
It wouldn't have mattered what she said, Karen.
No, it literally would not. It would
not have mattered. She could have said, I would do this until the day I die, and the response would have been, we don't want you to be there.
Right.
She could have said, I'm stopping. Well, look, she quit. She's giving up on the role.
That's literally what has happened in the comments on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the biggest bullshit. Like, it does not matter what she says. That people are going to hate her.
This is the same thing that they do with Meghan Markle. When Kate would cradle her baby bump, it was an excited mom loving on her tummy. And when Meghan would do it, it's a psychopath shielding her baby from the outside world. And it's like, she's got her hands on her baby bump. Like, she's every excited. She's got a baby in there. She's just feeling her baby. Like, really?
And it's not a conscious thing. There are times where I did that when I was pregnant, and I was like, oh, right. You don't do it consciously. It's a natural position for you to put your hands on when you're pregnant. So it's just,
But Brie Larson's getting the same kind of treatment as Megan.
No matter what she says.
You are damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
She's on my list this week because I think she deserves some recognition for being amazing and a champion of women's rights. And very adamant that we need more female representation in, specifically female representation and POC representation in the critic pool. She's very adamant about that, and nobody else is talking about that, so I appreciate that. Like, do I listen to critics? No. But do I think that it should be more representative of the people who actually watch the media? Yeah. Yeah, it should.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so should the government.
So should everything else. But
I really like the interview that she did where I can't remember what exactly the little girl says, but it's like a little kid talking to her, and she's like, I don't really have any superpowers, and she gets down on her level, and she's like, yes, you absolutely do.
Yes.
Like, will forever love her just from that alone, just from the way she treated that little girl. Like,
Brie Larson is...
I don't get the hate. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I loved...
Like, Captain Marvel was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I left that theater wanting to kick a hole through the wall. Like, I was so pumped. I had taken my nieces. I was so glad they watched it.
Yeah.
I don't get the hate.
I loved that movie. I love her. And she doesn't deserve all the hate she gets. Mm-hmm. And I will die defending her.
Yep.
Anyways, who's your fictional person of the week?
Mine is Jamie Kelly, the grumpy librarian. From the very secret society of irregular witches. So we've got Mika Moon is the main character, and she's Sunshine. And Jamie is the grumpy sourpuss that might have a soft spot.
I love a good grumpy Sunshine.
I do too.
And a grumpy librarian. Thank you. Yes.
I know. Yes, please. And it's not just a lot, like, it's a home library in this estate in England by the coast. Like, Karen, it was pornographic. Okay. The way that they describe this house and these books and how, like, immaculately he cares for all of these old books and, like, rare books. Ugh.
Is it getting hot in here?
Jamie Kelly. Yes, it is.
Lord.
It was so good. So yeah, he's my fictional boyfriend this week.
I love it. All right. Tell me where your money went this week.
I have nothing to show you. I got my nieces back, so groceries are a little more expensive these days. So I got them back one day last week. That weekend, we had a play we were going to see where you dressed nicely. Then we had a wedding, and they are 13-year-olds. So they had no, like, wedding clothes.
Yeah.
So we went and did, like, a new clothes haul.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I got new clothes. They got new clothes. I have not bought anything. I'm trying to be good because I know the folk of the air is coming and I have to have it. I've decided I have to have it. So I'm trying to be good so I can justify buying that because it's expensive.
Yeah, that's fair.
Where did your money go?
Well, my money, technically, I bought one of these things in this week. Everything else was purchased prior to this week.
Yeah.
So technically, my money only went to one thing. but we can start with my Here Comes the Nerd Patreon.
Aww.
It's Hagrid and Hades. Look how cute. Stop. Let
They're
me show you
precious.
the sticker. So Hades is like a regular size sticker, right? Because he's a regular size person. Look at this. Look
I
at this
love.
gigantic.
What are you gonna make Hagrid the same
No,
size
I
as
know. It's
Hades?
amazing. It
I
makes me
love
so happy.
it.
I was telling Joanna, I was like, he's only half a giant. Can you please make me a giant? I want to see how big that's gonna be.
Yeah. I
Because
want
this
one the
is
size of
like,
my head.
this is amazing. It makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. These were the Patreon pins from July. There was a mishap with her manufacturer. And so she had to, like, they had to be delayed because there was an issue.
Yeah.
Which obviously not her fault. Her manufacturer did a thing and, you know, it
Yeah.
happens. And then I'm gonna show you this, but I'm not gonna talk about it only because it is like the secret pin for this month, and I don't know that everybody has gotten theirs yet, so
Okay.
that's very cute.
So I won't react. Oh,
Isn't it cute?
I won't say what it is, but it's very
It's
cute.
very cute. It makes me really happy. So that's from Here Comes the Nerd. I feel like I haven't gotten anything from her in a long time, so I was really happy to get a package. And my daughter looked, she's like, "Oh, I almost took your package from Auntie Joanna." And I was like, "Don't you dare."
Child, I'm
Do
watching you.
not. Do not.
I am watching you.
And then I got some cool bookmarks in
I know, I
this
need to
week.
order mine. Those
I'm
are really
so
cool.
They came out so good. So I made or I designed bookmarks for the podcast. So one side is like our logo, I guess you can call it, and then the other side has like all of our contact information, like our social media accounts, our email, our website, and then our individual social media things,
We
and it
need to
makes me
go to
so
like
happy.
Barnes and Noble and put these in like
Random
copies of
books.
like really popular book talk
Oh
books.
my gosh, we
So
should.
I didn't come up with this idea. The High Mountain Court like re-releases,
Oh yeah.
I think it's on the 20th as well. And so that week, like all of the street team got like book like I got a package of bookmarks and stickers and stuff downstairs, and we're supposed to go, like if your store has them,
Oh my
put the
God.
bookmarks in there.
I
Like
love
for
that.
freebies for people who buy them. So yeah. So then
I
I was thinking,
love
like,
that.
can I do that with
Yeah.
ours?
Yeah, absolutely. Go find a couple of like really popular book talk books and stick them in
Yeah.
there. That'd be amazing. Absolutely, because they look so good.
No, they do look really
They
good.
look
I
so
forgot. I need to order
good.
some.
They look so good. And they weren't like expensive at all either. So I'm obsessed with them. I'm obsessed with them. I don't know what I'm gonna do with all of the ones. This one goes to Chloe Gong when I meet her so that she can contact us when she wants to come on the podcast.
Yep.
Because she will, I
Yes,
hope.
she will.
Yeah, she
She
will.
will 100%.
But I ordered like 50 of them. So maybe I'll go to Barnes and Noble, stick a couple in books. Maybe I'll oh,
Yeah.
I might drop some off at like my local indie who I love and be like, hey, if
Yeah.
you guys want to hand these out for free, if you are a listener and you would like a bookmark, let me know and we can figure out what to how to do that.
Yeah.
I
Pay for
don't
the
know.
stamp.
I was like, I don't know what to do, but we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Eventually we'll have more merch, I
Yeah.
promise. I have just been really lazy with designing things.
I know. I do so much for searchers that I should spend some of that time doing it for
Yeah. I
this
know
girl.
we'll have notebooks. I've already tested out the notebooks so we can
Yep.
have notebooks. But that takes time for me to physically do, which is a pain.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, but yeah, eventually we'll have merch and I'll figure out how to put a link on our website for purchasing stuffs.
Yes.
But so I got that this week. I'm really excited. I've been wanting these bookmarks forever, so I'm really
I know,
excited.
they look really cool.
I'm so happy. I was really worried I would screw them up.
No, I wasn't.
I'm glad you have faith in me. So then I also, the rest of the stuff that I got is like books. So these were pre-orders. Oh no, I dropped my bookmark. I dropped Chloe's bookmark.
Chloe, did you hear that?
It's okay, I have more. So I got the Barnes and Noble exclusive editions of Once Upon a Broken Heart and The Ballad of Never After. Broken Heart is not signed because it's a reprint from the first go round. Ballad of Never After is signed and
Yeah,
it's very
mine's on
cool.
the way.
It makes me happy. And then so those are the Barnes and Noble exclusive editions because obviously I had to have them. They're so pretty. But I also got the Owlcrate exclusive edition of Ballad of Bro the Ballad of Never After. I was gonna say the Ballad of Broken Heart.
Yeah, I've done that a lot.
The Ballad of Never After. It's very pretty. It's an alternative cover. There's Pretty End Pages, and then
Oh.
there's the reverse side of the dust jacket, and the Naked Heart cover is really pretty. It is also signed by Stephanie Garber, and it came with an art print and a wooden bookmark, which are both really pretty.
Very cool.
Makes me happy. And I didn't mention it, but the Barnes & Noble exclusive editions also have foiling on the hardcover and like a different dust jacket. I think that's the only thing that's different about this. I think it might have an extra chapter or something too in one of them.
Okay.
And
I can't wait
then
for you to read this.
I
I can't
yeah,
wait for you to feel that pain.
I know, but I gotta read
I
Caraval first.
know. You got
All
a
right,
lot.
and then this last one. This is the one that I was like, you're gonna be jealous.
Yeah. You're such. Okay, never mind. I thought it was a Luma Crate.
No, it's the Fairy Loot edition of
Oh,
the
that's
Atlas
cool.
Six,
I
and
thought it was. I was about to cuss you out if that was the Luma
it's
Crate version.
so
That is
pretty.
really pretty, though.
It's so pretty. And then there's the Naked Heart cover.
I was about to be like, you are such a beehive. No, I love that.
So, and then I think is the back different characters? Yeah, the back end pages are different characters. But it's so pretty, and I was like, I need to have this one if I'm gonna buy the Atlas Paradox
Yeah.
from when they come out with that, because they
Yes,
have to
yes, yes.
match. They have to
Yeah,
match.
we can't have
So,
mismatched.
well, you can, I can't.
I can't have 17 versions of every book I own. It would I would love to. I'm already running out of space.
It's just the pretty ones.
Yeah.
Just the pretty ones. It's just the pretty ones. And that is where my money went this week. Or technically, my money went to buying the Atlas 6. Everything else was like a pre-order, or like I
Yeah.
ordered it
Yeah, I
previously.
already spent that.
Yeah, so it didn't go, my money didn't go there. Sorry, I had to pick up the bookmark.
Chloe's bookmark that you
Chloe's bookmark.
disrespected. Poor Chloe.
Technically, it was Stephanie's books that moved it, so we're gonna blame Stephanie Garber.
Stephanie.
I mean, she's already emotionally damaged us, apparently. At least
Bruh.
you, so.
I'm telling you, again, the last 5 minutes of reading Ballad, I need you to record yourself because I wish I had a recording of myself because
Okay, I
I want,
will.
like, I have a pit in my stomach thinking
I
about
will.
it.
I will. I will. When I get there after I read four other books.
I mean, I'm just saying, super
Anyways.
good.
What are you anticipating?
Sunday, I'm going to see My Chemical Romance finally after years and years and
Oh my
years.
gosh, seriously, that whole saga.
I know. So, well, not even just that. I'm talking about like from loving them for like my whole teenage years.
Oh,
I
okay. I
never saw
assumed that
them.
you had seen them before.
No, never. I
Oh, that's
never ended up able to
exciting!
see them. Yeah.
Yay!
It's the twins' first concert too, so they're excited.
I think, oh no, never mind. I was gonna say a friend of mine was just at a concert and I was like, I think that he just went and saw that, but I think it was actually Jimmy Eat World.
Oh yeah. Oh God, I would love to see Jimmy Eat World. I've never seen them either. But I would only want to see them if they were gonna just play Futures straight through. Which they do sometimes. But yeah, so I'm seeing My Chemical Romance, and then I have the two bookish events. So I've got Shelby Garber and Stephanie Marin. No. Stephanie Garber and Shelby Marin. Talking
Both
Ballad of
people
Never
who are
After.
emotionally damaging.
Yeah, traumatizing.
Ugh,
So that's
I
the
love you guys.
26th. I've got the busiest week at the end of the month. So
Good
the
for you.
26th is that chat. Kingdom of the Feared comes out the 27th. The 28th is the chat with Carrie Maniscalco and Holly Black talking about Kingdom of the Feared.
Oh,
Knowing myself,
it's
huh?
I keep meaning to correct you. It's Maniscalco. Like there's a
Is it?
C at the end.
Is
Yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Hold on. What is this? What's my M's? I gotta put my eyes on it. You're not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Sorry,
Learn something new every day.
I kept meaning to tell you and then forgetting
I
and
don't even know because that's nothing that could have been an autocorrect because
Well,
what?
that's how I would have said it too, Maniscalco,
But there is a C.
but there is a C, yeah.
I am sorry,
To be
Carrie.
fair, I wouldn't have known that if it weren't for all of like the I think it was Bookish Box issues with the Stalking Jack the Ripper, where they
Yeah.
misspelled her name. And so I was like, oh, there's a sentence either.
No idea. Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. Carrie. So her chat is the 28th. So I've got something 26, 27, 28. Knowing myself, I will have read Kingdom of the Feared by the time that chat happens. Like, I don't think I'll sleep that night just because, like, where it left off. Uh-huh. I gotta know. I gotta see something. then we'll skip. I don't really have anything going on until the end of October when the Atlas Paradox comes out. And then I'm going to Y'all Fest November 11th and 12th. So
I have been looking at flights. I am planning my weekend trip to, I said I would never make another weekend trip to the East Coast, but that list of authors.
I know.
And it's on a holiday weekend, so I don't have to take any time off in order to do it.
Yeah. You just have to Uber because I told you my car is either way. If it's a girls trip, it'll be Brandy and I, the twins and her daughter, mm-hmm. or it will be Brandy and her whole family, Josh and I and the twins.
Yeah.
Either way, our cars are full.
Yeah.
So
it's okay.
I couldn't drive you anywhere, but I could meet
it's
you places.
It's okay. I hope I can make that work because I really want to go. Especially after Chloe posted something. She's like, what was it that she posted? She's like, there's going to be a surprise item. And I was like, listen, the last time you had a surprise item, it was a bound manuscript of Immortal Longings and I couldn't get it. Trauma. I have trauma. So now anywhere that Chloe goes, I must go.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah. So I got to make that work. I got to make it work.
See, so my friend and I have, we'd been talking about going, like, mm-hmm. because like I told you, her mom lives in Charleston. So like going to Charleston for us is not that big of a thing. Right. We have to pay for food and gas. But we had been talking about going for Y'all Fest. And it was like, last year's was really good, but they're taking so long to post who's going to be this year. Yeah. So maybe it's not as good. And so I'm like writing out a list. I'm like going down it, writing out a list that I can text her. Like, these are all the big names. And it was finally like, I just need to send her the whole
it's like almost everybody link. it's like everybody.
Look at this,
it's amazing. I'm really
excited about not for myself, I mean for myself too, but one of the twins just read They Both Die at the End, and Adam Silvera is gonna be there, so she's yes. ready to be like, how dare you. How dare you? And how dare you? Where do you keep the audacity? So she'll get to meet. And a lot of the authors from Blackout will be there.
I think
all of them. So, I mean, they already have, I think it's Danielle Clayton that had signed it. No, it's Tiffany D. Jackson. Tiffany yes. D. Jackson had already signed it. I don't know why I thought there were two autographs in it already, but it's not. It's just Tiffany Jackson. So they can take their copy yes. and go get everybody else to sign it.
That would be so cool for them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I have had, I kid you not, I have had like flight trackers for that weekend since Y'all West because mm-hmm. I was so upset that I couldn't go to Y'all West. And yeah. I was like, and as soon as my friend told me that there was like an East Coast one, I was like, ma'am, we are going.
Yeah.
I need to go. So I've been tracking flights. So fingers crossed. Everybody send the good vibes that I can go. Yay. Because I want to so bad. Is that everything? That's your whole list?
I think that's it for me. Yeah, I think that's it for me.
Okay. Well,
what are you anticipating?
Mostly the same stuff. We've got fall break, which means Disneyland and Oogie Boogie Bash, possibly some Universal time. The 27th is Foul Lady Fortune release, which is also the same night as the Barnes & Noble virtual launch. Mm-hmm. I got an email the other day inviting me to an early screening of a new, I think it's like a, let me pull it up. It's like a cartoon mini series kind of thing. It's called Oni, Thunder God's Tale. And it is, I'm going to read the description. This lushly animated celebration of Japanese culture from Netflix and Tonko House in a world filled with Japanese mythological gods and monsters. One of the creature's free-spirited daughters, Onari, is determined to follow in the footsteps of the mighty heroes of lore, but her unique powers are yet to be revealed. And then it lists some of the voice talents. And I'm like, That sounds really cool, and it'd be really cute. They're screening the first two episodes on October 1st. It's supposed to come to Netflix on, I think, the 20th or the 21st. But it's the Saturday that I'm supposed to be in Southern California. So I was already planning, because normally I will go, like, Saturday to the following Sunday, and yeah. those will just be my driving days, Saturday and then that Sunday. But I was already planning to drive home Saturday, so a day earlier, so that we could record on Sunday.
Yeah.
And now I was, like, texting Heather. I'm like, I might leave Friday because there's a thing Saturday morning yeah. in San Francisco. And it sounds really cute. My daughter would love it.
Is it a cartoon or is it an anime?
Style-wise. It is a cartoon. It's not anime.
Okay, cute.
Yeah. It looks really cute. The premise sounds really cute. So I'm really interested. I've never heard anything about it.
No, I haven't either.
So seeing that, I was like, this sounds right up my alley. So yeah. I might do that. So that's on the 1st. The 4th is the Chloe Gong book signing, where we will become friends. And then I just found out on the 5th is season 3 premiere of Kung Fu, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, yeah!
Because season 2 ended with this thing, and I was just like...
My feelings.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I know. I need to tell Josh about it. I feel like that's something he would enjoy.
Yeah. I think it's HBO Max. I think it's on HBO Max. So. Yay.
We have that.
Yeah. So you have until the 5th to catch up on 2 seasons.
Watch TV. Karen, I watched like 4 shows. I'm not like you. I can't.
Well, I'll watch enough for the both of us.
I've not been a TV person in so long.
God.
That sounds so snobby. I don't mean that snobby. I'm just like, I would prefer reading.
That's fair. You're still consuming media, so it's
yes,
fine.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Do you have a freestyle?
I do. Okay, so we've had D23 and all the announcements and all of the things that have come out of it. And one thing has, I don't really know how to feel about, I feel a little upset about the Haunted Mansion movie.
I didn't even see anything about that.
It may not have been D23. It may have just been like that it was released around the same time, information about it.
Okay.
I don't want Jamie Lee Curtis to play Madame Leota. I don't like that. Josh is like, why? I don't get it. And I'm like, she's too Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't want Owen Wilson in a Haunted Mansion movie. And Josh is like, why? And I was like, wow. I don't want that in the Haunted Mansion movie. I want unknowns.
That feels wrong.
To be in the Haunted Mansion movie. Let me just Google this to make... I feel like I saw that on IMDb.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I mean, feeling is wrong. Like, that feels wrong.
IMDb.
I don't like
a
that.
A single mom named Gabby hires a tour guide, a psychic, a priest, and a historian to help exorcise their newly bought mansion after discovering it is inhabited. Why can't we get the Gracie story in one of these godforsaken movies? Why can't we get the actual bride and the hat box? And what's going on with him? Like...
Yeah.
Cast Jared Leto as the Hatbox Ghost. Winona Ryder. Winona Ryder doesn't have a character yet. This is from IMDb. Jamie Lee Curtis as Madame Leota. Danny DeVito as a college history professor. Owen Wilson as Kent. Rosario Dawson as Gabby. Tiffany Haddish as Harriet. Dan Levy, I like you. Lakeith Stanfield as Ben Mathias. Hassan Minhaj, he's a comedian. Kurt Yu is a police officer. I don't like it.
Listening to this cast list, are they trying to make this a comedy?
It feels like it, and we already had one of those, and it's terrible. I hate the Eddie Murphy one.
Like, no shade to any of these actors, but I associate a lot of them with comedy, not drama.
And I just want, like, I know it's Disney. I know they can't come out with, like, a super scary Haunted Mansion. Can we not have one that's kind of serious and actually tells the story of why the mansion is the mansion? I hate it. I hate everything about it. And I hate that I feel that way.
I don't know.
Like, tell me about Phineas and Gus and Ezra. I want to know their backstories. I want Owen Wilson poking around going, wow, this room is stretching.
I would like to watch Constance kill her husband a little bit.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
I want to learn who the ghost host is. Is it Gracie? That's the common theory, but...
I don't like this. This makes
I don't
me
either.
feel
And I really don't
awful.
like Jamie Lee Curtis as Leota. I really don't like that. I love her. I don't have anything against her. I don't have anything against Owen Wilson or Danny DeVito.
I have nothing against any of these actors. I just feel like they're more suited for comedic roles, and The Haunted Mansion is not a comedy, or it shouldn't be a comedy.
And that's why I wish they would just find some unknowns.
Yeah. And that's a very stacked cast too for something that, I mean, you would think if they're going to stack a cast for The Haunted Mansion, then do it right. Not that, obviously we don't know, how it's going to be, but it's
I know, we could be eating our words.
I would be happy to eat my words. Yeah. I would be happy to eat my words, but it's just, these feel like very comedic choices, not dramatic choices.
Who would ever pick Jared Leto as the Hatbox Ghost?
No, I don't like that.
No, I don't either. I'm not a fan.
I don't like any of that.
Yeah, so my note was, I don't know how to feel about the Haunted Mansion movie. Because I don't.
That's fair.
Yikes.
I can understand that. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't either. So yeah, that was my freestyle, is how terrible this idea is. It's a terrible idea and I hate it.
I don't like that. Well, I hope we eat our words.
I do too.
I hope it's phenomenal, but
I ate my words with Outlander. When they announced that Sam Heughan was gonna be Jamie, I was like, that tiny man? No. Keep that little short king over there. That is not Jamie Fraser. And then I started watching it and it was like, whoops. I was wrong. That's what I was. I was wrong. I would love to be wrong here.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to be wrong. I would. I'll take it. If it's good, then that's great. That would be nice.
But time will tell.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Okay.
Well, in better news, we can talk about our spiel.
Have we just gotten more efficient at this, or have we just been doing less things?
I'd had nothing for where my money went.
That's fair.
So some of our things are just shorter because we don't really have anything on it.
Which the last episode is under an hour, and I was like, that was a regular full length episode.
We're the best. We're the best at podcasting.
Wow, look at us. Nearing the end of our season and we're finally figuring shit out.
That just means that season two is going to be it. Okay, that's going to be perfect. Oh. We're gonna know how to do, not at the beginning, because we're gonna have to get our sea legs back.
We'll be so professional, guys. You won't even recognize us.
I'm gonna log in and you won't be able to see it until we do Patreon, but I'm gonna log in every day in a top hat. That's how professional.
Since when did top hats become professional?
I don't know. Since when did this is another fangirl freestyle, but it's not really fandomish, but since when did being up at 8 o'clock for work, or being at work at 8 o'clock and being an early morning person, become a morally righteous thing?
Yeah.
When in human history, people still needed to stay up to tend the fire and protect the tribe from threats. Those jobs were still important. Can you tell I'm not a morning person and I just want to sleep?
Yes, I can. See, this is the kind of stuff that gets us going longer.
Incoherent.
We get distracted. Anyways, back on track. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. You can also listen to us on our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where all of our episodes are streaming, as well as read our blog, which has many, many things on it. We will continue to add many, many things to it.
Yes, I added two things and forgot to tell you.
I saw them. I just haven't read them yet.
Yeah, sorry. It was late, and I think it was late. I want to say one of them was midnight-ish.
It's fine. Yeah, I have gone out of order, so I'm all discombobulated. But follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter's the worst. We dislike them.
Trash fire of the internet.
Please also like our Facebook page, because I don't know. That does things for algorithms, right? I don't know. I don't know how it works. But you can follow us there. We're cool there too. And you can also stream all of our episodes on YouTube. They are audio only at the moment because, as Nandy said, we will eventually get Patreon up and running, and we will be hosting full video episodes as well as bonus content on YouTube. Yay! And then speaking of Patreon, if you have any suggestions for Patreon, if you have any suggestions for the podcast, you have any comments, questions, concerns, you just want to tell us we're pretty or that we're awesome, feel
We
free to
like to
send us
hear
an
that.
email, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. Let us know how you feel about this Haunted Mansion
Yeah, are
casting.
we crazy or are we right in this? Because I feel like we're right in this. This is wrong.
So let us know how you feel about our semi-hot, our warm takes. We'll go
Warm
with.
takes,
They're not
yeah.
hot takes, our warm
No,
takes.
they're tepid.
This week they're a little on the not as hot side.
Yeah,
But let
we
us know
try
what
to
you think.
dial it back in sometimes.
And also, if you could leave us a review wherever you're listening to us, that'd be amazing. We would love that. Send us an email after you've done so to tell us where you have left the review, because we are iPhone girls, so we listen to all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, so that's the only place that we check
That's where we
regularly.
look. Yeah.
So let us know if you review us somewhere. Send it to us. Let us know where to
Yeah, we
go.
want
We want to know because we love you. We love hearing from you. And she is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
And she is at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
Please go visit some people who are less incoherent than us. Head on over to herecomesthenerd.com. You can use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Or head over to onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10 for 10% off.
We love Once Upon a Book
We
Club.
really do love
We
Once Upon a Book.
do.
Look at all these behind me that I need to read.
If y'all are listening to this right now, go over and check out the hint for the October Young Adult box. You may see something familiar in there.
Same.
Maybe.
Just a little familiar.
Just something a little familiar. Just head on over there. You'll
Little Easter egg.
understand. All right. And then after you've done that, you can head over to noveltychest.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Use code FANGIRL5 and you'll get 5% off your monthly subscription.
And last but not least, since you can never have enough tea, head over to grimoiretea.com. Use code FANGIRLT. Remember, there's no I in tea or fangirl. So FANGRLTEA for 10% off your order. We love our
We love
besties.
our besties and we love you for listening to us.
Yes, we do. We love you.
Congratulations on continuing to make good choices. We're so proud of you.
Yes, good job. Top-notch effort. We love
That's the
you.
incoherent fangirl.
That was the incoherent
We love
fangirl.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.